Doing chapter 69 and the laws of Shema, and we're up to subsection 7, Zayin, Siv Zayin. So he says like this: Asur l'shliach tzibur oy la'acher, it is prohibited for the one who leads the services or anyone else, la'hafzik ben geula l'tfila shel shachris, to interrupt in between geula, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, which is the last words before the tefillah, before the Amidah, and the tefillah shel shachris, or the same thing is oy bikriya shema ubirchisaha, or during the reading of the Shema and its blessings. Why is he going to interrupt? Because he wants to lifres al Shema. You want to say the prayers of Shema, which means you want to say aichik kedusha. After the community has already said the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, and they came late, so now you're in the middle of the Shema, you're in the middle of Gal Yisrael. Oh, you want to say now half a Kaddish and Baruch Hu? He says it's awesome. And he already started the blessing of Yetzirah. But if the Shliach Tzibur hasn't started yet the first blessing, then he can say Baruch Hu a second time for those who have come after the community has already said Baruch Hu. So if the Shliach Tzibur said Baruch Hu, and then all of a sudden a person walks in or two people walk in, and he hasn't started yet praying, he can say Baruch Hu again. But in between the blessing of Gal Yisrael and the Amidah, Mutar Lahafsik, then it is permissible to interrupt to fulfill others their obligation of Baruch Hu. So by the night time you can do so. Shari believes them afsikin ben geula litfila, because anyways you interrupt in between geula with psukim, because we say Hashem God Yisrael Yisrael Zashkivenu, and then you say Kaddish. Other people actually say other verses. So Hayul Tefilas Abis Rishus Kemeshi is Ma'ariv Simreish Lamdvav. Since the prayer of Ma'ariv is an optional prayer to begin with, now we do it anyways, but it's an obligation became now. But originally it was only meant as an optional prayer. So therefore, one is allowed to interrupt in the middle between Geula and Tefillah with these Pesukim and Kaddish. No, with Kaddish and Baruch. One must do one more here. Simkot and Ches. Maybe we'll actually finish. Let's see, we have a few more minutes. Yesh Misha Imer. There is one that says She'im ispalel tzibur b'beis ha'knesses. If you have a minion praying that prayed in the Beit Knesset, in the synagogue, ubo tzibur achar lachzer v'lispalel, and then another group of people, a minion, comes to repeat and to daven kiseder tfilas tzibur, as is the order of a tzibur, of the prayer of a community, sheyaver echad mem lifnei ateva, so that one leads the services, lahitz acherim yidei chivasam bedvarim shebi kedusha, so that he can fill other people with matters of kedusha, so like say kaddish together. Ein l'shliach tzibur hasheni lamed b'mokam shom adarishin. So the second shliach tzibur should not stand on the place where the first one stand. Imo rishonim adayim beis haknesses, if the first ones are still in the shul, el sheishlimu sidram, but they had already completed their order. So one minion finished, he shouldn't go over. Kizei gnai l'rishonim. Because that would be an embarrassment for the first ones, because now you're doing it all over again. Kilo loyot l'chavosim b'rishonim. As if to say that they hadn't fulfilled the first time around. Now you have a new chazan fulfilling them their obligation. But if the first ones left already the synagogue, and then it's okay. But if you're going to come in again and you're going to start saying it out loud, like the regular shliach tzibur, then it's going to be degrading to those already done. If they don't have, the second minyan doesn't have somebody to lead the services, so yachal afilu shliach tzibur harishonim. So even the same one who led the services for the first one laid lifnei hateva to go before the box to lead the front of the amud to shayni second time loitzia yideichivosim to fulfill them the obligation. He can go ahead basically and daven again. V'dvarim shabigidusha. So the repetition that he can do is in the matter of holiness, like Kaddish and Baruch Hu. And he can go ahead and daven again the entire quiet Amida. No, I mean, not the, the whole loud Amida. Because the Kedusha that's in it, Commission is bad, as explained earlier. So he can go ahead and actually lead the services again, even though he made the brachas already again, but he's leading it for them. But he can't say the prayer of the quiet Amida before, that he can't do, because that's, everybody's considered an expert. Everybody makes their own bracha. So only for the Kedusha that you need the minyan for, that you can lead them. But you can't lead them, or you can't repeat none of these things, because everybody makes their own bracha. So only that part that you need to say it out loud, that you can do.
When you say the Kedusha, do you mean when you go up on your feet three times? No.
Well, that's not really, we learned before, it was two opinions about that. But the regular Kedusha, we're talking about the Amida. Oh. That's questionable with that Kedusha. But in reality, it's not considered, it's like part of the prayer, because we're quoting over there from the prophet, and that's more like quoting from the prophet versus something that we're saying. Mm-hmm. We're saying this is what the prophet says versus we're saying it. We had this discussion earlier about whether that needs the minyan. Do you need to be standing, and what is the qualifications? So it's best to do it that way, but we don't necessarily. It's not really kedusha. If the first ones have taken out a Torah, because of the day that you read, and they read in it, so in some places the tradition is that the later ones will not take out another Sefer Torah, second Sefer Torah, to read in that Beis Knesset. And there is those that gave a reason for this, for their tradition. That is because of the blemish, that people might blemish that Sefer Torah. Because people might say, oh, they found something disqualifying in the first Sefer Torah, and that's the reason why they took out a second Torah. Even if the second time they're taking out, they're going to be reading for that same Torah, the first ones don't recognize, and they might say that they took out now another Torah because of disqualification. That would be the reasoning not to read again. But strictly, halachically, there is no prohibition. That we only worry about damaging the first one or blemishing the first Sefer Torah, elok she'ola likreis b'shniya mi she'ola kvar b'rishoyna. It's only if he's going to get aliyah in the second one, the same person that has gotten aliyah once. So it seems like he didn't fulfill his obligation, he's getting his aliyah again. V'gamba zeh in lochush, and also in that case we don't worry, elok she'ola v'koyder b'shneim zeh zeh. It's only if he goes up and he reads one after the other, b'yad believe hasik ish ben time, without another person interrupting, commission is bar b'simon kuf m'mdalad, as will be explained, mashi is bar b'simon kuf m'mdalad, as will be explained kuf m'mdalad. B'kosh ken kanshim hafsik ben time harbe, but of course here, in which there's a lot of interruption, b'gamu tzibur achar, there's also another minyan, sh'b'bad de'in lochush l'kum, for sure we don't have to worry about anything. This is just somebody's opinion, but the Rebbe says that we don't have to really worry. The final sif, final subsection 9, test, sif test, suma, a blind person, afal pi sheloira ma'iris miyamav, even though he's never seen light in his days, he's always been blind, yochel lifres al shema, he's able to say the Shema, the partial Shema, afilu bizman she'apoydus ha'mevorach gam yitzah ha'moydus, even in the time originally when the one who would say the Chatzi Kaddish would also go through and say the blessing yitzah ha'moydus lo yitzah derech hevosom, so that other people can feel their obligation, as we learned the second opinion before, she'gam hu chayiv the brachas yitzah ha'moydus k'marachen ma'pikchim, because a blind person is also obligated in the blessing of Yetzer HaMa'idus, just like the other ones who have their eyesight, because he's still benefiting of the light that Hashem created in the world, because those that are open, that could see, so he's benefiting, because then they can show him the way, and to instruct him the way that he should go. So even though you can't thank Hashem for your own seeing the light, but the fact that others see the light, so then can guide you, that's also worthy of a thank you from Hashem.